And Jesus came to the territory of the guardians. Two demonics who were coming from the tombs met him. They were so savage that no one could travel by that road. They cried out, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time?" Some distance away, a herd of many swine was feeding. The demons pleaded with him, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of swine." And he said to them, "Go then." They came out and entered the swine, and the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea where they drowned. The swineherders ran away, and when they came to the town, they reported everything, including what had happened to the demonics. Thereupon the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their district. The Gospel of the Lord.
Father Thomas, Father John, my brother deacons, my sister consecrated religious, and the holy people of God. From the book of the prophet Amos, we heard proclaimed so beautifully, "Seek good and not evil, that you may live. Hate evil and love good, that the Lord, the God of hosts, may have pity on the remnant of Joseph." Good and evil. Sometimes today, it seems that some no longer know what is good and what is evil. According to Pope Benedict XVI, today we're experiencing the dictatorship of relativism. Of course, that's a philosophical term. And yet it means there is no longer objective truth. Your truth is good for you, and my truth is good for me. Relativism. No one is going to tell me how to run my life. No one is going to impose upon me a moral code nor authority. Are we not living in that kind of a situation? Trump says, forgive me, "Let's make America great again." I think we're all for that. But is it building up the military that's going to make America great again? Is it developing economic strength? I think what will make America great again is rediscovering the underpinning of our nation. One nation under God. It seems, according to the statistics, that atheism is more and more on the rise. More and more people denying the existence of God. More and more people saying God is something of the past. It was a comfort, it was a security. But now we have science. Science is going to solve all of our problems. Science is now becoming our God. To make America great again, we need to find once again our common moral underpinnings. And how are we going to do that? There's two very essential ways. One, to once again understand that there is a natural law that governs each and every one of us. Natural law. Which means from the very first moment of our conception, from the very first moment of our conception, you and I are determined by God whether we will be male or female. It is in our chromosome makeup. Every single one of our cells determines whether we are male or female. Today there's even confusion about that. Men want to be women, women want to be men. They might, science, medicine might cut off organs, but our sexual identity is in each one of our cells because of our chromosomes. So let us not be confused. Let us pray for these that find themselves confused about their sexual identity, but let us never believe that cutting off organs will change one's sexual identity. The natural law says men are made for women and women are made for men. This is how God made us. And from the very beginning, God says, be fruitful and multiply. And so we have the establishment of holy matrimony. And it has been throughout the generations, according to natural law. Most recently in this country, the Supreme Court said that there's another kind of marriage which does not go along natural law. And for that reason, that marriage cannot be validated. For it will never be fruitful. And it will always be sterile. So today there's so much confusion because we have gotten away from the natural law. This is how God has made us, and this is how God continues to reign over each and every one of us, according to our nature. There's a second kind of law that we need once again to rediscover. And that is God's law, the Ten Commandments. How many commandments are there? Well, más o menos. There are 10 commandments. But most of us believe, well, if we do 6 or 7, we're doing pretty well. No. Each and every one of us must examine our own self as to see how truthful we are being to God's law. That is why there's so many problems in our society today. God says, do not kill. And yet, we have abortion as the law of our land. We have so many senseless killings and shootings throughout our land. Every day, every week, can hardly go by without some kind of horrific incident where innocent people get shot and killed. Why? We're not following God's law. Do not lie. It's so sad to see what's going on in Washington, D.C., and probably throughout the whole nation. So many of our politicians have lied and 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 continue. And that's why we don't even know who to believe anymore. Do not steal. Do not fornicate. Do not commit adultery. Not only adultery with one's body, but adultery with one's mind and heart through pornography, which is one of our modern scourges that are tearing apart the individual and marriages. So my brothers and sisters, we want to make America great again. As we discover once again the moral underpinnings of our great nation. As once again we discover and obey the natural law and the divine law. In this way, may we be once more again one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.